It's time for Live and Direct, thanks to NZ On Air Music. Good God!
It's New Zealand Music Month. We're in the 95BFM Lounge. It's New Zealand Music Month, live from the 95BFM Lounge.
Thanks to New Zealand On Air Music, Jumping Goat, and Rudy's, Brewers of Beer.
That seemed to work. Baby Girl is the new musical project of two people named Shay and Yeri. Their debut song, Blonde, has been all over our airwaves, and they played a few shows as well, and they're about to play in the BFM Lounge. Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
Thank you so much for coming up to BFM.
Thanks for having
always
us.
A pleasure, yeah.
Yeah, I remember I first saw Baby Girl, it was an Instagram account.
Mysterious.
Was it the Baby Girl Instagram account?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
What other account of actual baby girls? Yeah.
Like just certified hotties.
But it was your illustrations.
Oh yes, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I was like, "What is this? This looks great."
Oh, thanks.
And yes, and then I managed to find out a little bit more, but not too much.
Yeah.
So I guess maybe to put a question in there, kind of how did this group come to be?
Me and Yeri are just friends, I guess. I feel like we started making music and like becoming friends at the same time, because we were at Carl's and we usually just do like a show and tell of like beats and stuff.
Yeah, beat show and tell.
And so and then I was like, hey Yeri, you want to hop on a beat? And I thought she'd be like, you know, make an excuse or something, but she was like, nah.
I'm busy.
Yeah. Yeah, and then she came over and we just like kind of just like hit it off, and we like didn't actually spend that much time hearing music.
Yeah,
so we just ended up talking a lot. And just friendship blossomed.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Sorry, what do you want to say?
Nope.
Okay. can you describe the beat that you were going to suggest that you use? Is it one that you do use?
Oh my
use?
Gosh, I actually don't know.
I can't actually remember what beat it was.
Yeah,
it might have been Blonde.
There was like a lot of beats.
Yeah, Shay like, has so many beats. Yeah, they don't release anything.
What do you make them on?
Just Fruity Loops on my laptop.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Don't even have like a MIDI controller, so it's literally like I'm just like keying in like the notes of chords, which like, it's annoying because it takes so long, but it's kind
of... And, like, their keyboard's broken, so they need to bring up the, like...
Yeah,
the
so I got on-screen keyboard.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's kind of, like, a tedious thing, but at the same time, I feel like, because I'm spending so much time and it's not, like, there's not, like, that immediate gratification of, like, playing a chord, so I can spend time, like, getting the right chords or, like, the right melodies easier.
Mm.
But it just takes longer, but, yeah.
And I guess what drew you to Fruity Loops?
My brother just had it, and I was like,
the classic answer.
He started making beats when he was like 15 and stuff, and then actually probably younger than that. And then I was just like, oh, I'll give it a go, and it was garbage for like 5 years, and then it started getting good.
You leveled up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But you didn't think it was garbage at the time.
I just like didn't know what I was doing, and it wasn't like a thing I was pursuing. It was just like messing around. Yeah.
Just fun.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it was just like a thing to do.
Yes. As many people know, Fruity Loops has a lot to answer for. I mean, Montel 299.
Yeah.
Started on Fruity Loops.
All the trap producers.
Shout out Montel.
Yeah. Totems.
Also shout out Ruben. Yeah.
But then internationally as well.
It's just. Oh my gosh.
And now they've released it for Mac.
Yes, it's awesome.
I'm very excited.
Yeah.
So what's the intent behind the project then?
I feel like it's like your truest form coming out through the form of like beats.
It's so, yeah, I don't know. There's so many different things because like, I don't try to keep it as honest as possible.
Mm.
But a lot of it's just like sad shit. And
in the most emo thoughts coming out.
Yeah, some of it's like, I'm like, oh, this is like the most like unlikable side of me or something, you know what I mean? And it's just like putting that out. But, well, that's what I think, but
But I feel like that's what makes it so like great, because it's like so honest to yourself, and you know, it's like things that people may not want to admit straight up, but that's why it makes it so good and personal.
Yeah, and like I remember like Blonde, when I listened to it, I was like, oh, this is just like a dumb romance song. And then like, and I was listening to Yeri's verse like over and over again, I was like, oh, Yeri like kind of added depth to it as well. So I feel like
it
she
was
does
deep.
That as well. She like adds like space to the narrative as well, like another layer.
So what is going on? But, so how does the auto-tune work into it then?
Oh, I just can't sing. So
they can sing. You have a beautiful voice.
No, like it was literally like, that's the only reason I started singing, was like we were at Carl's house and we were missing the auto-tune. I was like, fuck, this is really fun. And then I just found it really easy to come up with melodies. So I was like, and I always used to write a lot of like stuff, quote unquote raps. Don't think they're good enough to be called poetry. But then I guess that's hierarching raps and poetry.
Yeah, exactly.
Rapping's better than poetry. Fuck that.
Controversial.
Yeah, and yeah, so it was like, it just kind of made sense. But then also at the same time, I was kind of making noise music, which I'm still making. And like, so I would like scream lyrics. So I kind of like knew how to get rhythms right and stuff like that. Yeah. But yeah.
Cool. I love auto-tune. It's my favorite.
Me too.
Yeah, I feel like auto-tune is so good, but it's just, it just has like a bad rap because
I think it's easy for people to be like, oh, like there's no effort in it, or like there's
no skill. It's just because people are making trash melodies with auto-tune, whereas like there's like, you can make such like, it just sounds so cool.
Like the delivery that you can do with it is like,
exactly. 808 Heartbreaks, just gonna say, changed like hip-hop forever. And that was like all auto-tune.
I'm well known at my job. The year that 22 A Million came out by Bon Iver, which is just the whole thing is just like auto-tune.
Yeah.
I got told off for playing it too much. And surprisingly, auto-tune turns up on the new Lamb Chop record, and he's like a old indie rock guy.
Yeah, but so you'd think he'd be like jaded or something.
But he's come at it in a really interesting way. And
there's so many like cool ways you can use it. Like I feel like Brockhampton and like Kim Nash Drake, they're using like the formant changes and all that kind of stuff.
Mm.
Yeah, so it's underrated, to be honest.
Yeah.
How do the illustrations work into this project?
Oh gosh,
I think it's our like alter ego anime babes.
Yeah, so that was like, okay, so actually, like, the whole, like, baby girl, like, the name was just, like, me, allowing to, like, express my, like, dysphoria through that. And then, like, the, like, not having me was, like, oh, I just, like, don't want my face to be on it. So I want, and then, like, I'm, like, I can draw, so I can put anime in. Like, it just, I kind of all work together, because, like, oh, I have a, like, unified aesthetic.
Mm.
Yeah, so that was kind of a cyberpunk anime thing. I came up with like a story, and then I was like gonna like make it like a concept thing. But I was like, nah, that's too like too much to take
I
on.
Think you
like
should
initially,
do it, you know?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah. I still have it. Like,
yeah, it's
<there's> still noggin.
Still
noggin.
Well, if anyone would like to see it, what's the Instagram handle again?
Oh yeah, it's Baby Girls World, but it's like a Z. It's the worst spelling. It's like BBGUR. LZ and then world. God.
Yeah, please don't check it out.
Didn't think about marketing, didn't they?
No, that's perfect.
But I'm real for marketing.
Yeah. My true attitude keeps coming out.
Oh, gosh.
There's a record that is coming out on Friday by a band called VR6.
Oh, shit.
Ooh. There is a band that did not think about Googling.
That's
going to
be so hard because that's popping off. VR6. I mean, the band and just the concept.
The industry,
Oh, okay, so we're about to hear you perform. You can play three songs for us.
Yes.
Could you run us through what the songs are?
Oh, gosh,
what those songs are about? And you've got a guest as well, haven't you?
Yeah, yes. We have a special
secret
guest.
Mm-hmm. A close friend.
Mm-hmm.
An angel.
Collective girlfriend. Yeah, our first song is Blonde.
Oh, yes, yeah.
That's the single
that
came out.
The classic, you know. It's like our Mr. Brightside.
Yeah.
Because my verse is just one note, and Mr. Brightside is also one note. So I'm like, that's how I'm like, okay. Because I was like, this is kind of fucked, it's only one note. But then I was like, oh, Mr. Brightside did it, it's fine.
Justified. And what's the second one?
Banger. Well, it's not called Banger. It's called How to Be Cool. The beat's called Banger because I just don't name my beats properly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nobody does.
Yeah. So we always refer to the songs as like the beat names. Yeah. Like there's one beat called Scatman.
Yeah. I just...
That might actually be the final name of the song as well. But,
yeah, I think it should be.
Yeah. What's Banger? Oh, Banger was just like, my lyrics were just like, what was it? Yeah, my lyrics with Banger was like, oh, I'm just like, this is the song where I'm like, okay, I'm like really unlikable in the song because I'm just like, oh, gosh, I can't say it because my mom's listening, but just like really like can't, you just like can't feel anyone's like affection or like you're just like completely numb, but you're like trying to still have friends and like trying to be cool. So it's called like How to Be Cool. Mm. And it's like, yeah, just like having difficulty with like interacting with people. But yeah, yeah, what's yours?
What is mine? Mine is kind of, I always like splurge it out and then I got to go back and think about it.
So. Yeah. Yeah, I feel like yours is just like, it just happens.
Yeah, it's like very stream of consciousness. But yeah. I think it was kind of about like people who value other people's perceptions of them over themselves, but in like a really narcissistic way.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of my verses on Baby Girl songs are quite like just like attacking. anger at various like men.
Mm. Which fits into the aesthetic,
yeah,
you know?
Like what's new?
It's like very femme aesthetic.
Yeah, that's us. And the last song is...
Oh, yeah. So I was like, okay, the song's like just about like trans shit. But then I was like, oh, Yuri doesn't have any singing in it because she's like cis.
So.
So I was like, it would just be like a weird out of place.
No, but like be mindful of the space you take up. You know?
Exactly.
Like this is your time.
So, yeah, it was like initially it was like it actually started out as a cover of the Against Me song that I played here like a while back, the Transgender Dysphoria Blues, and the only similarity is that it's in the same key. Everything else is different, and then I just ended up changing the lyrics and like stuff. So it was initially about like physical dysphoria, but I guess I changed it to more like the emotional side of things, like feeling like you're missing out. You've missed out on like growing up like as a girl, or like, yeah, you've just like shitty time growing up, and then you can't really get that back, and you have to like kind of get, yeah, you have to get back. And the second verse is kind of just about like being suicidal and trans, but also, yeah, I gave a shout out to someone who I didn't know super well, but who was also always really nice to me and kind of like started. So I just got really heavy. Kind of started the like, kind of like my like self-actualization, which was Kit Taylor. And yeah, they passed away like, I think it was last year or the year before. But yeah. And that was just, yeah, so they kind of, even despite, we went to like primary school together and it was a really, we just see each other at Whammy.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, Kit was just really nice and lovely and just really warm, and I only met them a few times and just like running into them, but I was always like, it was always a really nice experience, and they would always message me a lot, and just, yeah, they were the first person to ask me like what my pronouns were, and I was like, I don't know. And I was like, oh yeah, I have control over this, I don't have to just hate myself all the time. So yeah, yeah, so that's that. Yeah. Anyway,
thank you so much for being here.
Sorry about that, really intense. Yeah.
Yeah, thank you for being so open. I might get you to run down
the
hallway.
Skedaddle.
There might be a bit of dead air while we set up. Everything's being filmed as well as per here on Freak the Sheep. And so we will edit those up and put them on the 95BFM YouTube channel. And various Facebook pages as well. Just bear with me for a moment. I think I'm going to play this fun sting a few times. I just realized that, you know, I might not know what I'm doing. So you just... We're not going to do a baker's dozen, but it might run through one a few times. Two moments, and then we will have Baby Girl performing live in the 95BFM Lounge.
You're listening to Freak the Sheep. 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 You're listening to Freak the Sheep.
to freak the sheep. You're listening to freak the sheep.
Bow.
You're listening to freak the sheep. 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 You're listening to Freak the Sheep.
Bow.
You're listening to Freak the Sheep. 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 You're listening to Freak the Sheep.
All right, I think I've got the right fader. Baby girl, can you hear me?
Sorry? Oh, yeah. Who are we talking to? Oh, Zach.
Hi.
What's up? Hi, Zach.
We are live.
2 seconds. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, yeah.
Yeah.
Still clear.
Okay. Well, I think whenever you're ready, you're good to go.
Should we hit that?
You got the blonde hair down to your neck, and I really like the way that you dress, yeah. Hope I'm showing any disrespect, but I just wanna take you out for a bit. We can see a show, oh, we can see the sea show. I ain't gotta ride, but I'll go where you wanna go. My cell phone. Hello, when you bring, you know me, I know you. Let's let things be how they're supposed to. Our hips together,
our hips together.
It's the only motions we should go through.
Cheeks pink, pushing like a margin. Blue color coordinating with your blonde hair like Goku. Yeah.
You, baby, never wanna miss the colors changing from black to blonde. That lay as long you later as the roots on my hair grow out. Yeah. A flower blossom into power. An hour is all I need for you and me. We're pulling out weeds by the sea. Light up a J, keep it light. Smoking all day like a fire. You know I admire your way.
Escape? Oh my gosh.
Maybe.
All right. Can't see it, but everyone's going crazy in the studio.
Oh my god.
Yeah, so like banger? Banger, banger, banger.
Introducing the one, the only.
The only.
Tay.
Tay.
What?
Bite my tongue till the roof till my head go numb. Chew like bubble gum. I'm hard to see like a spirit. I'm liquid, you thirsty. Your bitch say she hate me. If I talk back and she beat me, I will call back, but you flaky. Don't play me, fuck your daydream. I'm a face when I talk, cause my life are gone. Always stay too long, always stay on my phone. Stay the fuck out my zone. I'm a face when I talk, cause my life are gone. Always stay too long, always stay on my phone. Stay the fuck out my zone. I didn't think how to be cool, just like you.
The shit back like I mean it. Touch your skin that makes me need it. I don't wanna be like this. Friends say they care but they know my sense. Only hit them up when I need some help.
Feels like I'm jumping out of spaceships. Ain't nobody on my level gon' say shit. Making better girl don't take it. And you bet that my mama made it.
What?
When you press my line, I cannot decline. Won't stop, let it drop now, switch and whine. Ain't thinking that my body can take it. My sugar, sugar, so sweet, can you taste it? Baby girl.
I don't see how to be cool, just like you, just like you. I don't see how to be cool, just like you. Wanna see how to be cool, just like you, just like you.
Harsh noise at the end there. No, I'm talking about the beat.
All good.
Thanks, Louise, aka Tay. Stream my EP alone. use Apple Music if you can, because Spotify doesn't give you any money.
Get this girl some money.
Yeah. Well, this is the last song. This is just a really sad song, so let's do it.
Since the first attempt,
my belt, my boo leaning on the blade. So I don't wanna hear it, your jokes ain't funny. My shrink said I'm lucky that I ain't caught a fade. So I police my femininity just like you do to me. I just wanna be a real girl. I'm fake just like a real girl. I just wanna be a real girl. I'm fake just like a real girl. Pops up on the coast, I wish I could've spent the whole day alone. Rough surf on the coast, I wish I could have spent the whole day alone. Rough surf on the coast, I wish I could have spent the whole day alone with you. With you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Nice bit of live music there from the 95 BFM Lounge. Thanks to New Zealand On Air Music, Jumping Goat, and Rudy's, Brewers of Beer.
That was live and direct, thanks to NZ On Air Music.